I would like to welcome everyone to this 8th episode of our 10-part podcast series, Working with Millennials, which features another highly informative Q&A with Smooch Reynolds. Smooch currently serves as Global Investor Relations and Communications Practice Group Leader with DHR International. She is a key behind-the-scenes advisor to CEOs about their corporate brand advancement. During the last 15 years, Smooch has added more than $300 billion in valuation to client organizations through her IRO search work. It's been an amazing career. Outside of her professional work, Smooch has been just as forward-thinking, especially in the sphere of helping young, up-and-coming millennial talent. I am your host, Andrew Mitchell, and this is Talent Talks. According to Forbes, more than 1 in 4 millennials are now in managerial roles, and this number will only continue to grow. While they are often stereotyped as selfish, lazy, or addicted to social media, points have been outlined that suggest while they may be still young, millennials are actually very hardworking. However, just like any generation, millennials do have their own unique sets of needs. For organizations, they want to orchestrate a smooth transition into the millennial dominant workforce. Strategically addressing their needs will set the company up for long-term success. Today, we're going to delve into these needs with Smooch. Smooch, welcome to the show today. Great to have you back.
Thanks, Andrew. I always enjoy our conversations.
Oh, Smooch, it's always a pleasure to have you on. It's been an amazing series thus far, and it's always exciting to see what you have to say with this very interesting topic. Smooch, how do we best recognize potential in millennials?
Andrew, the answer to this is a bit of an old-fashioned adage that applies to all relationships. Talk to them. When you think about the fundamental tenets of any successful relationship, one of the most critical is communication. Without it, there is no relationship that will develop into a mutually trusting one where both sides learn to become interdependent in a healthy, productive, and gratifying manner. And if management's goal is to embrace this generation and cultivate future leaders, then I believe that frequent, meaningful discussions should be happening on a regular basis.
I have to agree with you, Smooch, because it's pretty straightforward. If you don't communicate with someone, how are you going to build trust? You can't excel within a company if you don't communicate, because then there's nowhere to go and there's nowhere to progress going down the road. Shifting millennials into leadership roles has not been easy for the majority of companies. Why is that? And haven't they been mentored enough early in their careers?
It's a great question, Andrew. And I think part of the challenge is that the level of intellectual curiosity with this generation requires much more commitment on the part of management in terms of time and training than prior generations. As a result, many leaders may feel squeezed to do their own jobs competently, as well as invest the time required to mentor millennials with a productive result. Many current leaders don't relate to this generation's freedom of thinking and spirit, meaning their deep level of comfort being open-minded about the career journey. And as a result, I think leaders invest less when in reality they should invest more because of the tremendous impact on the future of their organization.
I like what you said there, Smooch, because a lot of leaders should dedicate some of their time in order to try to shift the millennials into a leadership role, because eventually who's going to have to take over? The millennials. And they don't see that that's really a necessity at this point. What they see is that they need to run the company and have the millennials learn by maybe observing or talking with others. But the individuals in the leadership roles need to take the time and sit down with them and show them the ropes as soon as possible. Millennials will often go to extra lengths to prove that they are indispensable to any employer. Why is that?
Frankly, anyone who's eager to advance their careers, Andrew, is going to demonstrate their value every hour of every day. So I don't think this is unique to this generation. Rather, I think it's their way of attempting to contribute in a significant way early in their careers. And I also think this is partially fueled by their innate curiosity, which drives millennials to performance-based outcomes quicker than most people.
That's an interesting point, Smooch, because you see a lot of times with millennials now, they aren't just working every hour of every day. They're also taking a lot of their time to try to incorporate new ideas to a business that maybe the older generations haven't really thought of in the past. So that's a good point to think about. Last question, Smooch. What have you found to be the most effective way to keep an active relationship with millennials?
I think the most effective way to engage millennials is kind of like a dance. You know, you take two steps their direction and you do a bit on their terms, so to speak. They take a step your direction and you kind of develop this two-way back and forth discussion and engagement. This generation is not only a high degree of intellect, but they also appear to have very sharp intuitive drivers that allow them to know immediately when someone wants to engage them in a genuine manner. So make a point to understand not only what motivates them in the work setting, but also what's interesting to them outside of work. They're definitely a generation that wants to have a more intentional work-life balance, which I view as code language for more meaningful. So find out what piques their interest in that regard. It's another way of showing them that they're valued by leaders. And who knows, perhaps you'll even find that you have some common interests.
That's a valid point, Smooch, is keeping yourself engaged in the work life and personal life of a millennial will definitely help benefit them down the road in developing as a true worker for that business. Well, Smooch, those are some highly thought out answers, and thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm really looking forward to our next podcast together.
Thanks, Andrew. I'm always happy to have these conversations with you, and I'll look forward to the next podcast as well.
Well, that's all we have for you today. With HuntScan the Media, I'm Andrew Mitchell, and this is Talent Talks.